This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
How would you describe the Cardinals season to this point, where they sit on top of the NFC West, Tyler?
Pretty shocking. I think that's the word right now, is the fact that they weathered the storm through those, a gauntlet of really legit signal callers through the first six or seven games there. They started out 2-4, but now they jumped with that four-game win streak to get to 6-4, sitting atop the NFC West. They really control their own destiny. They've got that 2-0 divisional record, and everything just seems to be clicking. They're just complimentary. I think that's the big word right now for them, is really all sides of the ball is really picking up their end of the bargain, and it's pretty amazing to see, just because they fought through so many injuries, especially on the defensive side, and that's been one of their strong suits so far. They've got a three-game home streak of not allowing a touchdown, and for this defense to say that is pretty impressive, just given all the injuries and given the guys that have had to fill in. It's just been really impressive, and then you turn over the offense, and that's just been a whole other story that I think is finally living up to what everybody has expected from them.
So four wins in a row to this point. As you remind us, they've only had two games in the division, and they were earlier in the season. How much did you take away from that San Francisco 49ers game, in which they won by a point?
I think it just shows you that they have turned that corner. The new regime has set the foundation last year, and you're starting to see all these pieces kind of come together, and they're playing in the division. They're playing up with these teams that, let's be honest, the last couple of years have had their numbers. So they still have to finish strong. Obviously, they've got these two basically back-to-back divisional matches with Seattle. They've got to finish with the Rams and the Niners. So obviously, a lot can happen between now and then. But the way that they've hung in and really put their own physicality and dominance ahead of these other teams that really have thrived on it has been really impressive to see. And that's just a credit to what head coach Jonathan Gannon has been preaching and wanting from his team, and the type of mentality that he wants from his players. And it's all starting to come to fruition, which it's just really impressive to see. You can tell they're ahead of schedule from really where they want to be long term.
Who are you seeing really leave a mark in this defense now that Jonathan Gannon's had, I guess it'd be about a year and a half, to be able to establish the type of system that he wants?
Obviously, you've got to start with Budda Baker. He's having another one of his best years, I think, as a pro. He's well on his way. I started over 100 tackles or right there. So it's just been really impressive there. But another guy that I think is kind of an unsung hero right now is Garrett Williams. I think he's really coming into his own and is looking like he has the makings of their CB1 moving forward in the future, just because he just can take on such a workload. He's playing out of the nickel, but they need him to play outside. He can do that. He can match up with their best players. And this is going to be a really big test this week against Njigba, because they're going to want to throw it to him. And I'm going to assume that Garrett is going to be, that's going to be his number one priority. So those guys have really stood out to me. Another couple guys, Dante Stills, he's another guy who very much an unsung hero, but has stepped in with with Justin Jones and Bilal Nichols being hurt. He's really impressed. Quite a few guys. Everybody's just really coming together. That's the biggest thing, is there's really no big names. Obviously, you have Buda Baker, but you can tell these guys are just wanting to play for one another. There's a makeup that you really just, it's top to bottom. It's almost like you're talking to the same person when we interview these guys, because they have the same mentality. But it starts with Buda, though. I think that's the biggest thing, is Buda really is the heart and soul of that defense. Another guy, I think one more guy, Kaiser White. One guy that keeps that middle of the defense stable. He's been a big presence there. I think he's one guy that should definitely be extended into the next season and beyond. He's just a vital piece of that defense. So it's going to be really interesting into the offseason, because another guy, Buda Baker, contract year. So right. We'll have to see there. But definitely those guys, they've really impressed me so far.
It's always good to talk to Tyler Drake out of the desert. It's definitely not the desert in Cleveland, where we saw a snow game between the Steelers and the Browns to kick off week 12 in the NFL. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Obviously, when Gannon got started, it took some time, maybe longer than what the head coach would have liked, in finding that communication and establishing that with his quarterback. Now that we've seen Kyler Murray kind of settle back in post-injury, how would you characterize their relationship in the wake of one that kind of went sour between Kyler and Cliff Kingsbury?
Honestly, I feel like from what we saw at the end there, it's really night and day. You can tell Kyler's in a better place. You can tell the franchise, I feel like, is in a better place just because of how much of a lockstep they all are in. I mean, accountability has been a huge thing that Kyler's talked about, that he sees and that he appreciates from the coaching staff and who they bring in, who the front office brings in. But really with Gannon, it seems like right away they clicked. And we just talked to him this past week, and he spoke about how when he first met Drew Petzing, the offensive coordinator, he could tell right away he was going to love the offense just because of what it brought. And the fact that he doesn't have to be Superman means that much more to him, because he can rely on the guys around him to really make those plays and really share the wealth. Whereas before, if he wasn't doing something, this team was losing. And as we saw against the Bears, he didn't have to really go out there and shock the world. He just had to make sure he didn't give the ball away. And that's been a huge thing, a huge, huge factor to how impressed I've been with him this year, is just his ability to keep the ball away from the opponents. I think he's only had 3 picks, and I think that's second behind Herbert. I think he only has 1, which is pretty impressive in its own right. But I think that's a huge credit to his relationship with the coaching staff and getting like-minded players around him, because you can also tell, I think, his leadership and maturity is also growing. And I also think, and I know this is kind of a little outside the box, but you look at his off-the-field stuff. He's starting to do a vlog every week. I think that's showing that he's more comfortable and is open more and is opening up and feeling like he is where he's supposed to be in his career. And I think a big part of that is what this new regime has brought to the table.
Right now, sitting 3rd in the NFL in quarterback rating, and hearing chants and rumblings of MVP, which is interesting. How much have you heard that floating around Kyler these days?
Oh yeah. It's been a topic out here. We actually asked him that on Wednesday, and he said yes, he hears it, but that's probably about the last thing on his mind. That doesn't satisfy him, obviously. Winning cures all, and when you get the wins, obviously awards are going to come with that, but that's not what he plays for. So obviously the answer I think a lot of people expected, but yes, that has been a topic out here. I think it's a pretty tough climb. I think he's 7th right now in a lot of the odds, but he's playing really well, and if he can keep it up and maybe increase that touchdown total, it's only going to raise him up in that standing. So it's going to be interesting to see how he can finish off these last 7 games for sure.
I am so excited to hear about his budding relationship with his rookie wide receiver, Marvin Harrison Jr. As a Syracuse grad, I remember Marvin Sr. being on campus. The crowds parted for him. His son, who looks like him, kind of walks like him a little bit, clearly can catch the ball like he does too. How have you seen that relationship start to really be productive?
Yeah. I think from day one, you could tell that there was just a natural connection. And since then, you can just tell that they're starting to understand the tendencies more.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Anticipating one another more. I think early on you could see some of those, I know some of those viral clips of Marvin down the field wide open, even though Kyler's scrambling around four or five different defenders. But there's different times where, you know, you see those plays, but now I feel like those are somewhat getting eliminated and you're seeing these bigger plays and maybe it's not those 100-yard games every single time, but Marvin is making an impact and I think he's getting the ball when it matters most. And obviously there's still a lot that they can do to make it more of a consistent effort on his part. But I think at the end of the day, it's what you expected out of your number four overall pick. And with the rest of the season coming off this bye week, I'm really interested to see how come out of the gates and maybe show off some of their more of their connection moving forward, because you can tell they have it. It's just a matter of, can they put it on at a consistent rate throughout the rest of the season?
What is the most impressive thing you've seen from the rookie receiver?
He just seems it's really easy for him. It really does. He doesn't seem like a rookie. He seems like everything is just slowed down for him, even though this is all very much a new thing to him. But that's the thing. It doesn't feel like it's new. It's when you're around these veterans, I mean, I don't want to liken it to Larry, but he just kind of has that presence, that aura of just, he knows what he's doing. He's about football. That's what he's about. And it's just really impressive to see for a young guy. I mean, there's a lot of times we're in the locker room and I think he's coming in from catching another 200 balls on the jug machine or something, because he's always just dedicated to his craft. And it's really, really impressive to see, because for a young guy to be that dedicated, you can really tell he has a love for the game and a love to get better every single day. So I think that work ethic, you can really see. Everybody talked about it in pre-draft and it's really coming to fruition really on a daily basis.
Always good to check in with Tyler Drake about the Cardinals, who right now sit top the NFC West with four straight wins and getting ready for a battle against the Seahawks. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Of course, we can't talk offense without talking about James Conner. Resurgent first half for him, and the way they've been able to establish the run is really impressive. What kind of balance are they looking for?
I think that's really what they want to do. If they can run the ball and they can start with really punishing the defense in their front seven, that's what they want to do behind James Conner. I mean, he's just like Buddha on the defensive side. James Conner is that heart and soul of the offense. I think Kyler's their MVP right now, but James Conner's their heart and soul. They love playing for this dude, and you can tell he loves playing for everybody else. And you can start to see Trey Benson getting involved too. I would love to see that increase moving forward, because I think that can take off some of James Conner's workload. But really, James Conner is the lifeblood of what this unit wants to get done. So if they can run it and really put it behind that run game, that's what they're going to do. They want to cram it vertical, as Jonathan Gannon has said, and that's how they want to get it done. And they can control the game through the trenches. That's what they want to do. And I think that's a really big a factor going into against Seattle. It's last week they were decent against the run, but I think there's some holes that the Cardinals can still exploit. So it'll be very interesting to see if they can go back to their bread and butter moving forward here.
We saw the Seahawks rally past the Niners last week. And of course, San Francisco, not the team that it's been the last couple of years. Injuries have been tough, but also unable to protect leads inside the division, which is strange. What stands out about the division to this point, Tyler?
Just think how close it is. It feels like there's a potential that the Cardinals can really take a huge step ahead of everybody else if they can continue to do what they've been doing. Beating Seattle would be huge, because that would also take them a step back. But I think it's just really going to come down to these last couple of weeks, just with how everybody's playing. I still think the Niners are a team to watch, even though injuries continue to plague them. And I think if they're one or two losses away, that really puts them in a bad spot. The Rams, I think, are still really dangerous with Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua really back in the fold now. And you can't rule out Seattle because I think we're seeing some of the best that we've seen out of Geno. Seattle Geno is obviously the best in Geno's career, but I really think the parity right now is what is standing out to me. But at the same time, there's this potential where the Cardinals can get through these next 3 weeks with beating Seattle twice. It's going to really separate them from the rest of the pack, especially with having one of the easier schedules in the NFL, especially compared to the other guys in the division.
So what's their fatal flaw? Because every team's got one. What is it for the Cardinals?
Their pass rush. If they can improve their pass rush, they could really be a dangerous team, really defensively too. But they've got one of the worst pass rush win rates. So improving that would be huge, but it just really depends on who they've got. They've just lost so many people. But if they get a guy like Darius Robinson back soon, that could obviously improve that, because he's really, I think as a rookie, I know there's a lot at stake, but you can't put too much on his plate right now. But at the same time, I think he will help a lot with that front seven. And I think that'll help the pass rushers like Zaven Collins and a Baron Browning really get going. So really interesting to see how that all unfolds, but that's got to be my area where they can really take a next step forward, is at the pass rush.
How much are the fans buying in? Because it's been a few rough years for the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah. You can tell. There's a palpable buzz. I really think it. Obviously, in 2021, when they went on that streak and won, I think, seven games in a row, and then they had the A.J. Green didn't turn around and the Green Bay Packer loss, and everything kind of unfolded and unraveled from there. The feeling is similar, but it just feels like this is a little more sustainable. It doesn't feel like it's, any second this could really all fall apart. It really does feel like they can beat you in multiple ways right now offensively, and I think that's really the key. And then on the defensive side, they just are doing what they need to do. So especially with ASU, ASU's really turning around too. So having both of these teams kind of fighting and having this football kind of buzz right now is really interesting to see and really watch. It's on both of them to really step up and continue winning, because I think fans are only going to get more excited as the playoffs get closer.
And yet they're flying under the radar. Do you think that's a benefit to them?
Yeah, I do, because they're very much keep it one game at a time. They're not getting ahead of themselves. And yes, I think a lot of people out here are looking ahead and looking at these next seven games and trying to plot out what the playoff picture is going to look like and divisional picture is going to look like. But for them, I think it does help that, hey, yeah, they're still the underdogs. They're still, I think, only like a 58% chance to make postseason. So it's like, even though they have this lead right now in the division, some people are barely thinking they're going to make the playoffs. And I think that's a chip on their shoulder. And I think that gives them a little bit of an underdog mentality. Obviously, they say they don't look at it. But at the end of the day, I think you look, and when you're hearing about the top teams, yeah, they're probably leaving the Cardinals out right now. So yeah, I definitely think that is in their favor, because they want to be very much underdog mentality and keep one game at a time and show everybody, like, on the field, this is what we're about. We don't need to see it off the field.
Tyler Drake is coming off that bye with the Cardinals and getting set for this last stretch of the season. Covers the Cardinals for AZ Sports and also has the AZ Cards Corner. You can find him online at TDrake4Sports. It's always good to catch up with you. I'm sure you wish you were in Cleveland with all the snow, but alas, you're stuck in the desert.
Oh, bummer.
Thanks so much, Tyler.
No problem.